It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX with Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman. It's 8:52. We are both parents. Parenting is hard.
It is hard.
And last week, the U.S. Surgeon General issued an advisory on the mental health and well-being of parents. One-third of parents have reported having high levels of stress in the past month. Prolonged stress can lead to mental health issues, which in turn affect children. Stephanie Korpel is a therapist and the owner of Marble Wellness in Baldwin. Stephanie, thank you for being with us. We appreciate this. Would you agree that parents are stressed out, and are they more stressed out than parents of other generations?
Good morning. Yes, I would certainly say that over my 15 years of working with the parenting population, it is definitely obvious that parents are just at their wits' end pretty much on a day-to-day basis these days. And it's not very hard to see why. You know, you ask any parent and they're probably not necessarily chuckling at the Surgeon General's report, but saying, I knew that.
Because when you hear older generations whose kids are long grown up, they may roll their eyes like, oh, sure, I parented and it wasn't that stressful. What are the factors that are really stressing people out right now?
Yeah, I think it's really easy to point to reasons kids are stressed with the screens, but I think it's really not getting talked about enough how much parents are distracted or overwhelmed or also just experiencing the negative effects of screens, whether that's social media or just kind of vegging out too much, numbing out, watching too much TV, having phones out while eating. And so what that does to your brain and your body is really negative, but also it lets in too much stimulus. You know, being attached to these phones, having all of these Apple Watches, people are constantly available. So I hear in sessions all the time from moms and dads about the football team's group text, and then they're on this email list for the cheerleading squad, and you're just constantly being able to be reached, and so you're constantly having to think about things and plan for the next thing, and you haven't even finished up the day, and you're worried about November.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I am totally feeling that, Stephanie.
I personally took a bit of a social media break, not Twitter necessarily for work reasons, but I did the rest of them, and I do see a change in that, and I could see that. How does it impact the whole family, as I was leading with how it can affect children, but how does it impact the entire family?
Sure. If you think about it, if everybody's just so tired from this constant overwhelm and just being overly stimulated all the time, there's just more zoning out. You're tapping out as a whole person, and so you don't even have the capacity to connect with those around you. And connection is also really good for our brains and our bodies, as I mentioned before. When you're connecting with people, when you're present, you're able to get all the good hormones, the oxytocin release and all of that. When you're stressed out all the time, your body's trying to find ways to preserve energy. And so you're just going to not be able to give as much, but also receive as much. You're going to be ignoring things around you that maybe need attention, but paying attention to things that aren't necessarily for you. You are also going to have interrupted sleep. You're probably not making as great nutrition choices because of your interrupted sleep. You don't have time for your workout the next day. And you just see all of the trickle-down effects of everybody just being wired but tired.
So how should parents know when those stress levels have reached a dangerous level that they really need to deal with it, as opposed to, yes, life is stressful, deal with it?
That's such a good question. I think people that just have stressful moments are able to get out of those stressful moments pretty quickly. They're able to say, that was a really high tension time, whether it was with a coworker or talking to a teacher of one of your kids. But when it's starting to get to a dangerous level, it's when you're tightly wound all of the time. You may feel like you have a wet blanket when it comes to positive emotions. You just can't access joy or calm or fulfillment anymore. You might be experiencing some weight gain that you just can't explain because your routine has stayed the same as far as the gym and eating. Again, you're going to be experiencing sleep disruptions, whether that's having struggles falling asleep or staying asleep. And a lot of people in our offices also talk about just feeling kind of disconnected from their life or even themselves, not quite disassociating, but something kind of in between there. So if you're experiencing that kind of throughout the day or even multiple days in a row, that's a good sign that you're not having stressful moments, that you are in a stressed out state that is worth intervention and getting attention.
Stephanie Korpel, therapist, owner of Marble Wellness in Baldwin. Thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate this.
Thank you. Have a great day.
8:57, it's Total Information AM on KMOX.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.